is it time to start, you know, making it a requirement that teachers learn firearms and be able to have a weapon of some kind in their classrooms?
No, I think you should have armed people at schools, but not teachers individual, no.
I think they should take negotiating type maybe classes, because you see what happened with her.
That woman who negotiated.
She was able to talk to him.
We can't even afford books.
It's true.
So how are we going to afford armed people in every school?
I just know that there are some teachers.
And some of those armed people are crazy. You know that too. So
remember when teachers were able to spank and they lost their mind? Some of them would be just crazy abusive spanking. Yeah. So I don't know if I want them to have a gun.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Yeah. Well, what's up, y'all?
What's happening, man?
I don't think that teachers should have firearms, because kids get on teachers' nerves, and some teachers, they have a limit. You never know.
Yeah. You know, some do have a temper, and that could be a little scary, but I don't know. I'd rather have a teacher that, you know, where students get on my nerves. And then you got somebody coming to school planning to shoot up the school, and they know they're not going to get very far. I think it is a deterrent. Or you let people know that some of the teachers are armed, and you don't know who
and
it
you
is.
Don't, now, that's an idea.
Right.
That's an idea. Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How you all doing?
Tracy.
Okay, here's the thing. I want to say this. I understand that man slipped in the door behind the student who walked in, but the bigger issue is what needs to be mandated is every school should have their buildings locked. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be able to walk into a school building. You would be surprised how many schools you drive past and the doors are just wide
open. Yeah, you can just walk right in.
Who's even comfortable with that nowadays? Lock the damn doors. And have them buzzed in. If you can't afford a security system, then have somebody get up off their tail and open the
door. That's right. Dave the Dude says, hell no. Teachers are underpaid and stressed out with 56 kids in their class. Teachers need supplies, not choppers. Agreed.
Wow, choppers.
Good morning. Hello. That's one thing. They got sawed-offs and stuff. I'm talking about like maybe a 22 or something.
No, but here's the other thing. You may, Russ, you may not feel...
Maybe rubber bullets.
No, Russ, but you as a guy who's a big guy, a kid like my son might come up to you and you might not feel threatened. But a little 5'2" teacher might feel, white woman who's not been around urban kids might feel threatened by my son.
Yep,
I don't want her kirking out like he was talking to me crazy.
So I had to pull it out on him.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning to you. I'm not comfortable with teachers having firearms because I'd rather have trained professional policemen. You know, I go to Thornton's and it's more policemen in the parking lot than a school. I'd rather have them in front of a school.
Well,
I said that
a requirement that you train these teachers, you know, just so they have an option. But, you know, I do, after I thought about it, it does make sense if you let people know that some of these teachers are armed. Mm-hmm. You just don't know who they are. They're like the marshals on the plane.
A lot of plainclothes police officers in the schools would help.
Or teachers.
Yeah. Or teachers.
That are plainclothes police officers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Instead of teachers being authorized to have guns, why not put military personnel in school?
Ooh.
We have all these vets that aren't doing anything.
Yes.
National
Guard. I love it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Pay them. Pay them. Yes. That's a great idea.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, your phone.
Yeah. Too bad. Good morning. Hello. Another bad phone line. Good morning. Hello. Lost you. Call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ.
Yes.
Hey, Russ. How are you and the crew doing?
We're good. What's up?
All right.
All right. So my opinion on this is I don't think we need more guns in the schools or teachers armed to be able to protect the students in the schools. I like the way the lady talked the man down. She talked him down.
But not everybody is rational.
Right.
She was lucky and brave.
And I understand that. But, you know, just like the guy who leads the NRA, who says the only way we're going to stop bad guys with guns is good guys with guns. And I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
This lady, she talked him down.
But she was lucky. She was lucky and brave. I mean, she put her own. I mean, I what a great job she did. Mm-hmm. Everybody not going to be able to do that.
And then you don't know the extent of somebody's possible mental illness.
Right.
You know, which is, it's also an issue.
Tweet.
The Real C Boogs says, schools need better security, but teachers with guns is about the craziest idea ever. Where does it stop? Guns in movie theaters? I mean, we need security there too.
Going to Colorado?
One-Eyed Willie, 4869, says, Sally Jesse Raphael came to our school in 2001 and did a show on how easy it was to get in and out of our high school.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I'm thinking that teachers probably shouldn't have guns. It's already a stress-related position. I mean, and then you go into the fact that telling kids that there are, I mean, kids run pranks anyway. Telling kids that there are guns in school could probably cause a whole nother epidemic. How do you lock these things down? Who has access to them? Why do they have access to them? Are we putting them through, like, management courses, stress management courses, self-defense courses maybe?
Right. Instead of spending that money, though, why don't we just put more security, like the vet issue.
Yeah, when they come back, they don't have jobs. That's an
give them. Oh, I wish we'd do that. That'd be fantastic.